Welcome to Bigfoot Trail Tales, where we explore the landscapes, the people, and the stories shaping wild trails across Northwest California and beyond. I'm your host, Michael Kaufman. The Klamath Mountain Workforce Training Network brings together youth, nonprofits, tribes, educators, public agencies, conservation groups, and rural communities across Northwest California to help train the next generation of land stewards. Through trail restoration, wilderness stewardship, ecological monitoring, watershed recovery, fire ecology, and outdoor leadership, young people across the region are gaining hands-on experiences in some of the most rugged and inspiring landscapes in the West. This work is about more than job training. It's about connection to community, to public lands, and to the living systems that sustain us all. It's about building confidence, resilience, practical skills, and pathways towards meaningful careers rooted in stewardship and care for place. On this podcast, we'll hear stories from youth crews and mentors working together across the Klamath Mountains. These conversations come from deep in the field, in this case, beside the Salmon River. Along the way, we'll explore how restoration and stewardship are shaping both landscapes and lives. Thanks for joining us, and let's hit the trail.
One person who's processing the fish, another person is filling out envelopes, and then another person is filling out the tablet. Does anyone want to help do the tablet?
I'm Mike Splain, Development Director with Bigfoot Trail Alliance and also the Program Manager of the Klamath Mountains Workforce Training Network.
And what do you hope students carry with them after this weekend?
I really hope that some of these students, which are, you know, all a bunch of great kids, can take some life skills with them. And if they want to stay here in the Klamath Mountains region, or if they want to go somewhere and get a college education and come back, they're going to have the tools to be able to make this place better than they found it.
Hello, my name is Lori Luna Costa. I'm originally from Las Vegas, and I'm a botany student attending Cal Poly Humboldt.
And so you've been part of the Workforce Training Network for a couple of our sessions, and we've learned a lot about the Klamath Mountains themselves. To you, what are the most pressing challenges facing this ecosystem right now?
Recently, we've learned about some fire suppression that has been deteriorating some of the ecosystems along the Klamath, including rivers, forests, and impacting people that live along the Klamath. And as well as climate change, which has been negatively impacting ecosystem and biodiversity, which is very important.
Hello, my name is Aaron Joseph Martinez. I work for Trinity Together, which is fiscally sponsored by the Watershed Research and Training Center in Trinity County, California. And I am a facilitator here in the Salmon River, engaging youth, helping them achieve kind of their natural resource related goals. And it's also intermingling different youth from different communities and counties, and overall just bringing awareness to these jobs and just helping them find like-minded individuals that all have kind of a set path for themselves and helping each other pursue the things that they want.
And what have you learned from working with youth in settings like this?
I've learned that, you know, it's also what they've taught me. Youth have the ability to find fun in the simple things. It was just yesterday, they were out skipping rocks, and what was fun was them showing each other the different rocks. And it's a type of innocence and happiness that I think is a good reminder for adults to find that time for themselves as well. And it's just cool to see them collaborate. And if you let the youth decide to do certain things and figure, if you give them a problem, they will find a solution. And it is cool that in some ways they do that better than adults that I have worked with in the past.
Hi, I'm Braylon Evans. I'm from Happy Camp, California.
So what's something you learned here this weekend that you weren't expecting?
So something I learned this weekend that I wasn't expecting was basically we had this talk with this guy from the Creek tribe and the fisheries, and I didn't know that whether the fish come up in the spring or the fall is actually like a genetic trait that's recessive, and through over time of the crossbreeding of fish, we actually have less and less spring run fish because the fall run genetics are dominant.
My name is Dan Scollin, and I am a geographer, an educator, and a GIS professional.
So what gives you hope when you look at these students and think about the next generation?
To see young, bright minds out, engaged, and interested in learning about the natural environment and wanting to work in the woods and work in the rivers and bring healing to a lot of the damage that we've seen in some of these systems.
Yeah, and so you brought the GIS connection, and that's obviously a little bit more of an indoor activity for the most part. So how does the GIS connect to how the students are learning here in the field?
Yeah, I think it's really important for the students to be able to recognize that, you know, it's that when we're out doing work in the rivers and the forests, that part of that is to be able to capture information and to capture data. And GIS is a primary tool that's used across all sorts of different resource management organizations and agencies because it is a data management tool that allows you to integrate data from a wide array of different sources, and then you can map it and you can look at relationships and patterns and so forth. And I think for these guys, you know, some students will, be more or less inclined towards the technology side of things. You know, they can love wading in the river and learn things by just inputting data on an iPad or something like that. And then the next level is sort of, okay, now what are we going to do with that data? You know, how can we create a basic map? And then some students might really get bit by the bug and want to go get a GIS certificate or go to Cal Poly Humboldt and go through their geospatial program.
Hi, my name is Eugene Coleman. I am from Orleans. Right now, we're here at the Forest of Salmon. We're learning about the differentiating Chinook and Coho salmon. And we're about to lay some net in the water and see if we can get any.
Cool. So I know you've got a deep connection to the land, and you spend a lot of time outdoors. So what do you think the land that you live on needs right now, the most right now, from your generation?
I think it needs more human interference. I think that, you know, a tiny, you know, close-knit group of people isn't enough for how vast our land is. I think that if we involve more of the youth and kids and kind of demonstrate it to them that it is a good thing and that it's not, you know, it's not something that you should be, dreading. It's something that, you know, if you smile back at your land, it's going to smile right back at you. And I think that it needs more human interaction. I think it needs more people on it. I see great things here down in the Fork of Salmon, and this program's awesome. This is exactly what I think our land needs. And if it was just on a larger scale, that would be so much better.
And so what would that scale look like? What would be a direct action that you think needs to be put back on the landscape?
So I think a direct action to take to promote more people being involved with something like this is pushing it out and advertising it more than it already is. I think that if we advertise it like something we would advertise like for a stick game, how many people attend to a stick game or a Sovereign's Day in Hoopa or Salmon Festival, making it a nice, fun experience for a lot of people will bring a lot of attention in. Just how people do the Salmon Festival down Klamath. Just like a couple thousand people show up to that. And if we were to advertise it and make it a fun experience for many people and give it the right impression, I think that we'd have a lot of people here.
Hi, my name is Jessica Hanscom. I work for the Salmon River Restoration Council as their watershed ed and community outreach coordinator.
So how do you approach teaching in a way that connects both head and heart?
I guess by leading with my head and heart is probably the best way that I know how to answer that. I think that just really trying to have the kids connect with what is meaningful to them and like understand the why behind the what we're doing, I think is a really big part of helping them like find that connection between their head and their heart.
Leroy Conway. I'm from McLeod, California, here with the Salmon River Watershed, and we're here trying to, you know, kind of just get a feel for the natural habitat.
So what's one story from this weekend that you'll carry with you?
Definitely the friends I made. I love meeting new people around here that are super interested in geology, in the science area of just the outside wilderness. They love fishing, they love being outdoors, they love catching critters. And that's definitely my favorite part of this.
Turn on the bubbler. And it's gonna be mucky in here, so it's really hard to catch them if it's muddy. So we wanna be really careful about stirring up the mud. So there's a couple different survey techniques. For today, we're sort of doing demonstration, and maybe we'll get a couple fin clips. So what we're going to go in is probably this downstream end here, and we'll start electrofishing and work our way up. We might go right along shore here first, just to see.
Thanks for joining us for Bigfoot Trail Tales. The Klamath Mountain Workforce Training Network is helping connect young people across Northwest California to meaningful experiences in trail stewardship, ecological restoration, outdoor leadership, and community-based conservation. If you'd like to learn more or add your young adult's name to our interest list for future programs and applications, please visit the Bigfoot Trail Alliance website. This work is supported through funding from the S.H. Cowell Foundation, Humboldt Area Foundation's Klamath River Fund, and the Redding Rancheria. Our collaboration is powered by an incredible network of partners, including the Bigfoot Trail Alliance, Ascend Wilderness Experience, Scott River Watershed Council, Salmon River Restoration Council, Trinity Together, the Watershed Research and Training Center, Trinity County Resource Conservation District, and regional, tribal governments and youth leaders. Together, we are helping build the next generation of land stewards here in the Klamath Mountains. Thanks for listening to Bigfoot Trail Tales, produced by the Bigfoot Trail Alliance. We are a 501c3 nonprofit working to support the 360-mile route through the Klamath Mountains with educational and recreational opportunities. To learn more, visit bigfoottrail.org.